So we are continuing to look a little bit at the halachas which relate to the mitzvah of mishnah models. So let's begin with looking at the kitzur shulchan aruch seif beis. We'll discuss a few more practical things. So says the kitzur shulchan aruch seif beis, loy nikra monos. What does it mean mishlaya monos? The sending of a portion. Well, what is the portion? What falls within this category? Loy nikra monos. And a dovo, the other left, and the waist is really tickle. It has to be something which is fitting to be eaten as it is. It's ready to eat, really tickle, without further preparation. That's what it means monos. Kagon, for example, Vasa Vadogim Vushalim, the Loi Chai. Meat or fish which is already cooked, not raw. If it's raw, it still requires some preparation.
Fish is not allowed.
No, I think fish probably is allowed. I mean,
sure.
If we go with the people, yeah. I've never had it personally, but people understand eat it in its current state without further cooking. So it's ready for eating. So this cooked as opposed to raw, it's just said with the general understanding that people don't eat raw things. It's the Nishtadu Hatidim that people eat raw things, then raw things are also good. So what do the dog in cook? Not raw, oh minute, tikka or sweet items that seems to become the minute. Nowadays, snacks and chocolates and all things that are really deep right away. Oh pears or fruit. Oh, crazy iron, or a cup of wine, who made the bash, a type of liqueur that was produced in those times from honey, the coyote boy, and other similar items. The Mishnah Berurah mentions an opinion, says Mishnah, that even meat that is raw is also okay. And this halakha, although it does have its source in it, and its sources were just meant to the exclusion of sending, for example, a live chicken or sheep or whatever, something that really requires a lot of preparation. You've got to check it and salt it and cut it up and etc. etc. That's definitely no good. But Yeshua Ring that something uncooked is also good. The mice says in Minna, kids present things particularly that are ready to be eaten. Chocolate, snacks, that all goes down very well.
Chocolate.
I want to talk about these things a second. Now, what about things that are ready to be eaten with a very minimal preparation? Let's say, for example, nowadays we have types of soups and instant mashed potato. These types of things that are ready with very minimal preparation. You just boil the kettle, put water in, and it's ready. It's done. So that the poskim say is. It's practically good enough. Very minimal preparation like that, you know, it's just the doyment of the fact that other things you want to put out on a plate or something, that's not called preparation. Anything with very minimal preparation is ready, it's called ready.
After mashed potatoes, we'll start to talk to you, but this doesn't matter.
Yeah. You have to consider the angle of Marga arm of the rails over here. Is it really Marga arm of the rails? Yeah.
Just because you can't from the meat, if one can give him a piece of meat, which requires a lot of preparation.
Well, according to the issue, you can say a piece of meat that requires real cooking, just as long as it's chocolate, right. Then you can certainly send these things, no question. We want to. Stuff, but even according to the main opinion that you do have to send something completely ready, is this good enough? That's the thing that it is. Because even according to them, a very minimal preparation is.
But they said raw meat, they need very good meat. Because bad meat will take heavily to prepare, right? But it's very, very, very good.
It sounds like we really, really need warming. Sometimes I see people doing their big kugels. But you can't eat the kugel as it is, you've got to put it in an oven pot for an hour.
Yeah. I think that goes into the ghetto, this is. It's always growing out, you know, you prefer to have it that way. Yeah, I think that goes into this type of
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, although it's been mentioned here in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Minim is Kiko, sweet things, sweet items. The Arpeh scheme mentioned that it is ideal to send things that are or could be used within a Suda. Nevertheless, it's definitely one can say it's the Minna Ka'olam, and many people also do mention this term, Minim the Sikah, has become the Minna Ka'olam to send generally snack food more, but some people are adapted for this Qumran, and certainly have a mocking that's a filler to be back with for this.
As a matter of fact, why definitely good?
Right, why definitely good? Why
what good? About if bottle of wine, bottle of beer? It's enough?
I don't think so. We're going to see yes, there's two different items, so that's already cool. Different, yes, yeah, two things. We'll speak more about what it means different in a minute. Okay, we see also over here, let's just point out, it was mentioned in the Kitzchot Lorah, as we just said, why and because. So we see the liquid drink is also included here. It doesn't have to be that for food, also drink. And the person can even say that also fruit juices and things like that, soft drinks are also included over here. But water is probably not. So even soda water, the person says, that doesn't reach the level of friendship. Now let's go back a second to the fact that it has to be two models. Well, what does it mean two? If you said two slices of meat, the same piece of meat that was cooked in the same pot, and two slices, that's not two. Two have to be two items that have some differentiation. But if you do say they don't have to be like
a piece of meat and a piece of chicken were different.
Right, and even when you mention either two pieces of chicken from different parts of the chicken, which have different tastes, or even two pieces of chicken that were prepared in a different way. And this was cooked in orange sauce, and this one was cooked, roasted in, I don't know what. Two things that are prepared in two completely different ways and have a different taste. That's also called two. So for that reason, I think this question was asked before, the wine and the beer, the chayra, is also considered two totally different items, although they're both drinks. That's also called two. Another point that some discuss, or to consider this angle, is hard to give a final ruling, but things that the mekabel will not be able to eat due to either it's a health reason, or the mekabel doesn't rely on this kashrus. If the purpose of the head is to be larger out of the rails, well, should give at least consideration to this angle, that it should be something that the mekabel will be happy with and be able to consume. I can't say with certainty, final line ruling, are you or not you, but it's something to bear in mind.
So if you knew his fleshing.
Oh, that's a very interesting shayla. What about if you know his fleshing? Let's make it sharper. What will be if he's fleshing and he's not going to be able to consume this until after Purim? Not really going to have boy by yoy at all. So you bring something Muslim chocolate already on Purim well into the afternoon when he's already started his Suda, and he's fleshing and he's going to be fleshing until after Purim. Again, as we've said already before, now that he's beginning so many shlachmanis already, not normally a question, yotze, not yotze.
But it potentially could be eaten. Even a person doesn't like to eat for 3 days, it's okay. Potentially could be eaten, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely not a lot of potential, but the other side of the coin is, that over here,
you can upset stomach, you also could not eat anything, so it means that what I brought is bad. Okay, technicality, you cannot eat it. So
yeah, no, I mean, you might want to posit that maybe it's stronger than technicality. It's not just, I don't want to eat now, I don't feel like eating now, it's actually a lot. It's not allowed to eat it now. So, yes, we'll do.
Regarding the kashrut, that's why people buy those things individually still. One could say, you know, I buy 5 kilos of peanuts and things, and then I make a mix, but then the person will not know.
We won't know what kashrut is from.
Or sometimes we skip things that are cooked, and you don't even remember who gave it to you, and then
you begin to wonder,
is it okay? Or
for a good narrative.
Another point about these shematonis, these two portions. So, again, since the purpose over here is the harbor is out of the rails, so it should be something which is doesn't have to be over the top. It should be something that mechubed that gives an air of chashivus and And is Mechaber the one who receives it? Otherwise, there's no creation of Ahava Vares. And again, these things are obviously dependent. I cannot give any fixed measure of what that means, because it depends, first of all, on the Zman and the Bokeh, on the person giving it, on the person receiving it. But it should be something that is Mechaber. It's hard to give any further guideline. But our proponent, it seems that Esher, then, at this minute, is trying to wrap it up nicely and present it nicely, is also part of the mitzvah, because that lends it its air of.
Gemara says that if you're capable to bring this and you bring much less, even person will be very happy with it. It's not a good idea.
Yeah, so there we go. Okay, so that's a basic summary of having looked at a little some of the halakhos of. Obviously, let's read on. We have time still for a couple more to eat from in the kitchen shop. Well, so let's continue the draw. So we're going to look now at the Gimel, and we'll read the kitchen shop more about the following mix of the day. But let's let it go. So, Kol Adam, Afilu Anishem Yisroel, Kavod Stoker, Chayev Hitzin Mekala Fokos, Shnei Matolos Lishnei Anir. One should give two Matolos to two Anir. Dying, meaning to say, Matola Achat Lechol Echot. One matana to one, to each one. So it's two on here, one each. This is matanois, lo evyoyim. And that wording, matanois, lo evyoyim, each one of those words is in the plural, mashma that implies, shnei matanois, two matanois, lishnei evyoyim, to two different people. The aim of that became the voice. Purim, there is a hanhoga on Purim that we do not pay attention to delve too deeply into the one asking. And the Kol HaKoshit, yeah, literally if somebody asks for Tzadok on the Purim, most of them begin. But we should be mocking She'en Shomanir, somebody who finds himself in a place where there's nobody to give to. She'en Shomanir, there's no Anir, an amazing town that everybody's.
Not here.
Yeah, everybody's happy and satisfied, and hey, there's no Anir. So what does he do? Yeah, Akim is Hamoy, Esloy, so then he should withhold the money in his Rishus, he should set it aside and withhold it. Aji is damu lo yanim, oy yishlachem lohem. Either he should keep it on the side until there are some anim, oy yishlachem lohem, or he should send it to them somewhere.
For the same day. I mean, he has to fulfill it in the day, or let's say there were no anim for the whole Purim, and then he has to sometimes something was.
Yes, if you can't give it on the day, then put it aside and you'll find it on.
Yes, the story we're finding here is that
if it comes next week,
then you'll give it to the only thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
If anywhere I've been around.
This is actually going to be a time. Is there any real cue of this in this? So it's just.
You know, it's not finished with it. You must be cute.
This is from the rhythm. We're looking before the days of.
You can't be spent down
here, you know. That's when the time for the kids to shuffle off, there was no. No bank transfers and no other ways of transferring money. There were no Anir.
I had a question that came just this year. I never thought about this. Is every man, every above bar mitzvah should do this also? Sure. I mean, for that. So that means one has to give two for Anir from the wife from all the children above bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
I understand that. I mean, I heard the shiur something like 50 shekel minimum times 2.
Is that the Mamish Halachic shiur or that?
What's the question of wives? What to do with wives? This I don't understand.
But since
the question about wives doesn't have any money.
She doesn't have any money, so how is she Mikhail the Mitzvah?
Yeah, she could not do it seriously. Today, David, I would ask how Hashem could do it. But it's irrelevant. Generally, how wife can do it?
Give her the money to be Mikhail the Mitzvah.
Yeah, so.
No,
some say.
There's no right without asking you.
I'm not saying right. So, say, here's money, go be Mikhail the Mitzvah for yourself.
So, some say you should mamash do that. You should give her money, and she should be Mikhail the Mitzvah for herself. Some say you don't have to go as far as that, and you can just
say
I'm giving on your behalf. You give them an extra on her behalf as well.
Right.
In principle, ladies are also kind in the mitzvah. So certainly, you know, the more sharp way of understanding that is when you have a lady who is living on her own and has her own money, and then it's clear how she's with kindness, and she's kind from kindness, and she gives. As we mentioned, with the wives, so either one mama gives them money and says, you give my money to them. You know, many people don't do that, and they just say, either say that I'm giving this also on my wife's behalf as well, I think the shiur of 50 shekel, I don't think is a halachic shiur.
He made many, he gave different options. There was even, I don't know who said, came up with manah falafel, or no, you have to let me, so manah shawarma. I think it was in the name of Rabbi Yeshiv, that's how he said, 50 is a chashuv amount. It's a chukira. So times 2, that's 100. And then if you multiply by number of kids and wives, it becomes...
Yeah, I think certainly clapping the cube of kids and wives, you can rely on the ikadin.
Because it needs to buy a roll and something else.
A roll and a drink or something.
Six shekels for short.
Yeah. Maybe even less. I also want to see if mamash is shia. I don't like this type of...
Yeah, for sure.
Stack where you give it. It's not for foolish exactly what this... It's a shield.
If you buy a roll,
it's
a roll.
In the past, I thought this as a thought I was putting two, and of course, I didn't think that it was, you know, the Bakasita Shekel, you know, that everybody else. You know, the I didn't think this was, of course, I should have thought, and now, of course, instead of putting two times whatever. 50 shekels.
You're not fighting
enough to say, okay, this is from this.
You don't have to give 50 shekels for every person. Yeah. Each pocket is possible. Yeah. Add a little bit of leisure on their behalf.
What seems to me is that my partner's there, and there's Yoni and Yoni.
Yeah.
One of our partners is here, Yoni.